So looking at the pathway, HER2 is activated through heterodimerization with EGFR following the binding of a ligand, shown here. Activation leads to phosphorylation and the subsequent activation of the AKT pathway and the MAP kinase pathway. This leads to a subsequent decrease in apoptosis and an increase in proliferation. Lapatinib is a dual tyrosine kinase inhibitor. It inhibits both the EGFR and HER2 phosphorylation of the tyrosine kinases. This inactivates the AKT pathway and the MAP kinase pathway, subsequently leading to an increase in apoptosis and a decrease in proliferation. Lapatinib is therefore a potential drug that can be used in HER2-positive DCIS.